Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning After brought to you by CGR Wholesale Roofing and Siding Supply Center and Workers' Rights Law Group. Treated unfairly at work. Call 83. Dial Kyle. What a morning. What a morning. Steelers lose, if you're just waking up, 29-17. Insane play at the end where the Cleveland Browns jumped on a football, scored an extra touchdown. Pile it on. Why don't you? AFC North Road action. Here we go. Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. It's all happening now, so give us a ring. We take your calls. We'll get out of the way here. I think this is the best way to go with it. Oh, and by the way, Pat Bostic joins in his requisite spot to talk a little Pitt football at 7:45. So text us all about it. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. But we do take some calls now. Let's get out of the way and hear from you. Matt in North Carolina. Matt, go.
Hey, guys. I love your show. I listen religiously and devoutly every single day.
Thanks, man.
Thank you much.
I wanted you to know that first and foremost. But last night, I have to say, even though we lost, I was pretty impressed with the fact that we took some chances down the field finally. We threw the deep pass a couple times. Now, if Mitch had better vision down the field, maybe some of those other receivers would get the ball.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I do think there were times in which, and it was especially one series, it was like, here's the rhythm, here's the pace, here's what everybody's been asking for and wanting and needing, and then
it disappeared.
Yeah, they went away from it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Twice, both drives where they went pace, again, were productive, much like Sunday against the Patriots.
Yeah, they took the handcuffs off a little bit, then they slapped them back on in the second half.
Do you think it was a bad move and they never got out from under it after the missed field goal? It was too long in the wind and they shouldn't have done that.
Shouldn't have tried
the field goal.
Yeah, I would have gone for it in that situation, especially given how, you know, the wind seemed to die down later in the game, but especially at that point when it's gusting left to right at about 20 miles an hour. Boswell's a great kicker.
Right.
He gets paid a ton of money, but that's still a 50-yarder in that in those conditions.
They did get back to 14-13, so they got above it. I thought it was – I never thought that a missed field goal was in the cards. I thought they were going to go ahead and go for it. Try to push, because if you look at it, Stefanski went for it on fourth down in the middle of the field.
Right.
You know, and I was wondering, like, would Tomlin ever make that same play? Heck, he went for it twice.
Mm-hmm.
He went for it on the Cooper play on fourth down when they threw it, and then he went for it another time when they got it on the quarterback sneak.
Mm-hmm.
So I just.
On the goal line, too, right?
Was that fourth down on the goal line?
I think so.
He definitely went for it twice, which were not goal line situations. So, all right, let's go out. Big C. Big C's on the phone. Let's go.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Long-time listener. Listen every morning down here in Fort Myers, Florida.
Thank you.
Listen, who are we kidding? This offense is a dumpster fire. Okay, let's be honest about it. Why did it take till 3 minutes in a game for them to find Freiermuth in the middle of the field? It was open all night. This is something they've been screaming about, not utilizing the middle of the field. Second of all, let's talk about the running back. Jaylen Warren hits the hole. I don't know if Najee Harris is still hurt. He looks slower. He doesn't see the holes. When Warren was in there and that one that got called back on a penalty, man, that was a powerful run. He runs up in there. He sees the hole. He hits it. Thirdly, did you see the scene that they cut two of the receivers the three of them, Pickens, Deontay Johnson, and Claypool, just kind of huddled together on the bench and muddled to themselves and pointing. They're frustrated. They're open. The ball's not getting to them. Matt Canada needs to go. And right now, I think Tomlin's on the hot seat for allowing Canada to continue to pilot this ship. That's a dumpster fire. Thank you, guys. I'll get your thoughts.
No, thanks, you for the call. See, we really do appreciate it. We need to. It needs to be investigated. It never will. You'll never find an answer. So it's a hollow investigation. One you'll never yield anything. But how exactly I'd love to know how the conversations went down to where they decided to elevate Matt Canada. You know, you ran Randy off. So, all right, everybody, let's go down to Art's office. All right, Art. Was it Art? Hey, Mike, what are we going to do here? How are we going to work this out? Who's going to be our next offensive coordinator? I mean, there were phantom interviews. They interviewed people they really didn't interview. But, or was it Art who said, you know, guy's already on payroll. This is simple. It's a seamless transition. Let's do the fact. I'd love for that to get out somehow. Because I don't think there could be a good answer that could be delivered to me and say, okay, that makes sense.
Because it goes back a year earlier than that,
right,
to when they hired Canada to be the QB's coach and essentially had set up what would be a soft landing for Randy Fichtner on the way out because, well, he's one of Tomlin's guys. They go way back, right? They know each other for years. And so rather than just out and out fire Randy Fichtner and then bring in Matt Canada, they also wanted to appease the quarterback at the time as well. They thought, well, we'll bring in Canada. We'll use some of his stuff. He'll be an OC in waiting. And instead of just ripping the Band-Aid off when they should have.
And done a real search and talked to real people and got an offensive whiz or at least somebody that resembled it, as opposed to a guy that's a retread and got run out of LSU, did an okay job at Maryland, I guess, had one good year at Pitt, a span of about 8 games, and that was it.
Don't you have to open it up, though?
You're the Pittsburgh Steelers. I say this all the time. You're not a Vella. People want to come here.
Right.
But the Steelers are that old family business that figures out who's going to get the job a couple years before the job actually opens up. And they've always got a whatever in waiting. And that's what Matt Canada was. They brought him in to be the OC in waiting rather than, like you pointed out, Colin, actually open it up and have a real job search.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Jack in Penn Hills, he's on the fan. Hello, Jack.
Hey, guys, how are you? Hey, every year we go through, well, not every year, but for the past 4 or 5 years we go through this. Defensive coordinators, you know, it's Butler. It's the offensive coordinators. It's this guy. There's only one person that needs to go, and it's Mike Tomlin. He's too comfortable. He doesn't care anymore. He just doesn't have that fire in him anymore. It's time Mike Tomlin steps aside.
There we go. Thanks, Mike. You know, I do think you can't wake up anymore as a Steeler fan and say, well, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Mike Tomlin, he's this or that. You can't wake up and not question him. No matter what your loyalty is, it used to be totally hands-off. Like, what are you talking about? You can't question Mike Tomlin. I think you're crazy if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying fire the guy. I'm not saying get rid of him. But I think you sure as hell can and should question some of the tactics, and definitely some of the personnel employed by Mike Tomlin.
There's one thing that I learned when I first got to the league from Andre Johnson. One slogan, he said, what have you done for me lately? He's like, that's what this NFL league is about. And that also resonates with coaches as well, as you see how many coaches get fired and how many coaches get hired. It is a what have you done for me lately league. And if the standard is just having winning seasons, then okay, but I don't believe that the Steelers organization.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I mean,
that
I
logo and that crest and that name and what they are and Joey Porter swinging on somebody and all that doesn't scare people anymore. That doesn't mean anything. They're just lumped in with a bunch of other teams right now. It doesn't. We watch all these old nostalgic and cool videos and nobody else outside of our city cares.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
And that leadership and that motivational skill that he has, which we still can acknowledge he has, and players like the idea of playing for him, that's part of it. That's part of being an NFL head coach. It's not all of being an NFL head coach. And when you're failing as miserably as he has over the last 4 or 5 years of transitioning from the Ben Roethlisberger era. And you saw that coming, right? We saw it at the end of 2020. We could see what was on the horizon. When you fail as poorly as this organization has, and we all recognize now he's the second most powerful person in that building and the most powerful not named Rooney, you have to question everything. And yes, there's some things you're good at, Mike Tomlin, but what about the things you're not good at? Are you trying to improve at those things? And it doesn't strike me that getting more, bringing fresher voices in, that's not happening.
No, go ahead. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Zebra's on the fan. Hello, Zebra.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Great. Never been better.
was it me or was the offense firing maybe not on all cylinders but on more cylinders the less Matt Canada was involved there?
Absolutely. Make a ton of sense. I mean, didn't you feel that way too? Let me ask you this and flip this in the form of a question. When things got hairy last year and things needed to happen and they played from behind, it was the second half, wasn't this the same exact thing when Ben said, hey, Matt, turn off your earphones and just get the hell out of my way?
Yeah, precisely. I mean, that's exactly what I thought. I mean, I feel like the only reason now, looking at this upcoming schedule, to keep Trubisky in is to maybe get a good trade for him if he performs, you know, adequately enough, you know, or else let's just go with Pickett. I don't know. That's all I got.
Well, thank you for the call, Zebra.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of playing Mitch Trubisky so that every general manager in the league can see just how not good he is. That's really going to help. I also love the guy who starts off with, it's not them clicking on all cylinders, but some cylinders.
But at least they found a cylinder or two to click on.
That's right.
And the bar wasn't very high going into the game, and people were elated and excited that the Steelers went on one freaking scoring drive.
Crazy.
Let's not walk away from this, and because the Steelers got better on offense, have these rose-colored or black and gold-colored glasses. They scored 17 points.
Yes.
17. Go watch NFL football and tell me that they looked like all the other teams.
That's a quarter for the Chiefs.
That's a minute and 55 for the Jets.
Right. I just read the Get Money. The Lions, the past two games, scored over 35 points. The Lions.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and celebrate this offense this morning as some people want to do, that they got better. They got better? Okay. They scored 17 points.
That's not getting better.
The first half that we felt so great about, because in comparison to the first 2 weeks, it was that much better, 197 total yards of offense. The Browns in the first half had 205 total yards of offense, and that was just your average everyday run-of-the-mill first half for them. But that's how low our standards have fallen, is that they moved the ball.
Because the standards inside that building, I'm telling you, it feels like are 9-8. Don't be 8-9. Winning season. That's all we need.
Play some complimentary football.
It's wild to me just how far this organization has fallen. And again, they walk out there in warm-ups. People go into, they go into another town where nobody goes, oh my gosh, that's a Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to carry cachet like, oh, Alabama's here.
Right.
You used to fear them.
It's not that. Mm-mm. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know, and they could talk about this, and this is something that we talked about yesterday a little bit. Amy Lawrence and these national people that you hear before our show, and the guys on this NFL show, Good Morning Football, whatever, they all chuckle, they all laugh, they all get a good time and love Mike Tomlin's press conferences, whatever. It's stupid words at this point. If you can't see through all of that, and I'm not here to rag on Mike Tomlin, I'm not. But he has so many people mesmerized by the stuff that aren't results that you forget about the freaking results. The results are this. They ain't won a playoff game since the game when Boswell kicked all those field goals in Kansas City. So he can use all these flowery words and these turns of phrases and things that he does on Tuesday afternoons, and everybody, especially nationally, goes, man, there's nobody better coach. Why? Because he answered a question in 72 words when he could have used 4? That doesn't change the results. Pay attention more to the results. The results are he was able to hire an offensive coordinator who sucks. The results are the defense, 2 games in a row, gave up 6.5-minute drives when they needed one stop. And the results are they can't win a playoff game. Stop being in love with how Mike Tomlin talks to people and start looking at how he coaches and the results.
Yeah, and the results, you know, great point there. And also pay attention to the production of the results, because there's a lot of proof in the pudding of why the results are the results here with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's so glaringly obvious how many people, I want to say that he's living off the past and that he has fooled right now. It falls back on him.
If it weren't an organization that embraces consistency for consistency's sake, you wonder if he wouldn't have been placed on the hot seat after 2020 and wouldn't have been let go after last year.
Here we go. Breakfast Bites coming up next. We hear from the other side. Myles Garrett had some things to say. And then the defense. We talk about them just a little bit. What a morning. Thanks for the calls, though. I do like that. A lot of people joining in this morning. We'll do that again a little later on, maybe the 9 o'clock hour. We'll take some of your calls in through the 8 o'clock hour. Call whenever you want. We'll throw you on. Who cares? It's that kind of morning here on the Fan Morning Show. Let me tell you about these guys, Shendorovich, and Fishman. They are there for you. 1-888-98-TWINGE. Got it? 1-888-98-TWINGE. Shendorovich, and Fishman are there for you right now if you're injured in an accident. Their fee, 25%. A lot of other firms out there want to charge you 40%. Not these guys. Nope. Fee, again, 25% all the time. Settle your case, 25%. Go to trial, 25%. File an appeal, 25%. Take your case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court still, 25%. Again, a lot of firms want to charge 40%, not them. Shendorovich, and Fishman, 1-888-98-TWINS, or visit 98twins.com for that free consultation. Shendorovich, and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.